Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ning Ninam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with students in Pariksha Pe Charcha, advises students to take nutritional diet to stay healthy. Nagaland students participate in Pariksha Pe Charcha alongside Nation. NBSE all set to conduct HSLC and HSSLC examination 2025 beginning tomorrow. And Meluri to be officially inaugurated as Nagaland's 17th district on February 21. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the importance of education, highlighting that it is meant for holistic development. He made these remarks while interacting with students during the 8th edition of the Pariksha Pe Charcha in New Delhi. The Prime Minister addressed students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students not to remain confined within walls and emphasized that for growth, students need the freedom to explore their passions. He noted that students should engage in their favorite activities to perform well in exams. The Prime Minister advised students to develop a habit of writing. He highlighted the importance of nutrition and sleep and also encouraged students to spend time in the morning sun.
Absence of illness does not mean we are healthy. Nind puri aati hai ki nahi aati hai. Iska bhi poshan se lena dena. Ya jyada nind aa jati hai. To poshan mein sharir ke wellness ke liye, fitness ke liye, nind ka bahut mahatva hai. Aur in dino to pura medical science is baat par kendrit ho raha hai ki jo patient aata hai, uski nind kaisi hai, kitne ghante sota hai. Ye sare sawalon ki bahut gehrai se adhyayan kar rahe hain.
Mr. Modi also gave tips to students on mastering pressure and advised students to prepare without stressing and to keep challenging themselves.
Batsman us pressure ki parwah nahi karta.
Yes sir.
Uska pura dhyan us ball pe hota hai. Agar aap bhi is pressure ko man mein na lete hue apna dhyan aaj maine itna padhna tay kiya ye agar kar lete hain aap aaram se उस प्रेशर में से भी अपने आप को दिखा सकते।
Joining the rest of the nation, students in Nagaland today viewed Pariksha Pe Charcha at their respective schools. At Kohima, Commissioner and Secretary for School Education and SCERT Nagaland, Kebileno Angami and other officials from the Education Department viewed the live streaming at Dr. Niluzu Kire Government Higher Secondary School. Highlighting the significance of the program, Ms. Angami emphasized that the core issues raised were relevant to all students and encouraged the students to prepare themselves not just for exams but also for the challenges ahead in life.
Many of the issues raised on the stress, on the anxiety, on the streams to be chosen by the students, many of the subjects raised will be relevant to all of us. As we go through life, we will be facing a lot of challenges, a lot of problems. It's how we are able to take it and then take failures or take the challenges in a positive note.
Students from schools shared their experiences following the program and said it was inspiring.
My name is Jim Sakamoh. I'm a student of the Dr. Ankira GSSS Sikazu. Watching Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 with Prime Minister Narendra Modi was an inspiring experience. He shared valuable advice on engaging in hobbies and sports for overall well-being. Technology used it wisely limit social media.
My name is Rosanya. I'm from Dr. Anil Jose Kire, Government Higher Secondary School, studying in Class 10. Watching Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025, he shared treat exams as part of learning, not pressure, manage time wisely, study smart, set goals and avoid distractions.
Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, is all set to conduct the High School Leaving Certificate, HSLC, and Higher Secondary School Leaving Certificate, HSSLC, examination 2025. The HSLC exam will commence from 12 February and end on 24th February. A total of 23,267 students, including 957 compartmental candidates, will sit for the matric exam in 97 centres across the state. The HSSLC examination will begin tomorrow in 68 centres, where a total of 17,194 candidates, including 546 compartmental candidates, will be appearing across the different streams. Simultaneously, Class 11 promotion examination will be conducted from tomorrow till 7th March. A total of 18,375 students across all the streams of arts, commerce and science will appear for the exam in 192 institutions. Meanwhile, various student organizations have appealed to the power department and authorities concerned to ensure uninterrupted power supply throughout the examination period. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended best wishes to all the students who will be taking the HSLC and HSSLC exams. In a social media post, he hoped that their dedication, hard work and focus may bring great success and also prayed for their good health and peace. Mr. Rio also conveyed best wishes to the NBSC for smooth conduct of the exams. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Meluri will officially be inaugurated as Nagaland's 17th district on the 21st of February. This was informed by Advisor for New and Renewable Energy, NSDMA, Z. Nyusetho Nyute, during the monthly PEC District Planning and Development Board meeting today. The inauguration will take place at Meluri District Headquarters. Minister Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenye expressed appreciation for Meluri's elevation to a full-fledged district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a landmark diplomatic tour to France and the United States aimed at bolstering strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both nations. At the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron, he is visiting France from today till the 12th of February. While in France, he will co-chair the AI Action Summit tomorrow, engage in key bilateral discussions and inaugurate India's new Consulate General in Marseille. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated the Grand Mega Aero India Show in Bengaluru today. In his address, Mr. Singh termed Asia's biggest show in aerospace as a reflection of our strength and resilience in defense production.
Aero India ke roop mein aaj se Bharat mein ek aur mahakumbh ka prarambh ho raha hai. Jahan ek taraf Prayagraj ka mahakumbh aantarik majbooti par dhyan de raha hai, to wahin dusri taraf Aero India ka yah mahakumbh hamari bahari majbooti par dhyan de raha hai.
The minister emphasized that Aero India showcases the country's industrial capability and technological advancement to the world while strengthening symbiotic relations with friendly countries. The State Power Department has informed that the 220-kilovolt single-circuit new Kohima to Mokokchung transmission line will be test-charged at its rated voltage at 11 a.m. on February 12 and will remain charged thereafter. Executive Engineer Transmission Division Kohima Namheokhate Zeliang urged the public to avoid touching or going near the transmission line for safety reasons. Mr. Zeliang cautioned that anybody who does so will be doing at their own risk, and the department will not be held responsible for any untoward incidents that may occur. MLA and Chairman of the Committee on Government Assurances, Kujoluzo Nienu, has scheduled an on-the-spot verification of the multidisciplinary sports complex in Dimapur. The visit is set for 17th February to assess the current state of the facility, and all panel members have been urged to join. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with students in Pariksha Pe Charcha, advises students to take nutritional diet to stay healthy. Nagaland students participate in Pariksha Pe Charcha alongside nation. NBSC all set to conduct HSLC and HSSLC examination 2025 beginning tomorrow. And Meluri to be officially inaugurated as Nagaland's 17th district on February 21. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.